broadcasting from the WEEI studios. Powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. And Odyssey Sports Station.
Watch us. Love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch. Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
What was your best decision that you've made as an owner to date?
Getting Bill Belichick to come to the Patriots. I gave up a number one draft pick, coach who had only won a little over 40% of his game in 1999. It was a big risk, and I got hammered in the Boston media, but I think we did okay.
That's Patriots owner Robert Kraft on the Dudes on Dudes podcast.
And I got hammered.
Same. Looking forward to that. It is a Wednesday. Right. When I get home. Dudes on Dudes, Edelman and Gronk. Robert Kraft asked about his best decision he ever made. We'll get to that in a second. But it's Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones off today, tomorrow, and Friday. He'll be back on Monday. So Billy Lanny has slid over. We just had a pure hoops hour with Justin Turpin. We got Grab Bag coming up on the way. We started the program talking some baseball all-star game stuff from last night. Came down to a home run derby off. Not a bad way to settle a ball game, I guess.
No, not at all.
Wasn't sure how it was going to go, and then you see it in real time, and you're like, all right.
You think they brought in the juiced up balls they used the night before?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Give the guy his metal bats.
No, well, he definitely didn't, because Aranda was barely hitting the past the infield.
So. Right, maybe Aranda got a bad batch. Maybe he didn't get the right balls. But anyway, it was a tie. But rather than it being an actual tie like 2002 where they didn't know what to do, they actually settled it the old-fashioned way. We also talking about Caitlin Clark. She was in town, WNBA expansion talk today. The governor called Greg's show talking about trying to get a WNBA team in Boston. So all that on the table for you. But we play that. That was from the other day. Jones and I mentioned it briefly. Robert Kraft. Jones read it as Kraft giving Bill credit. I read it as Kraft taking credit.
Right.
And you kind of can tell if you listen to it again with mentioning Bill's stats with Cleveland.
Right.
And he's like, oh, yeah, I got hammered, for lack of a better term, by the press for bringing in Bill Belichick. I took a huge risk of bringing in Bill Belichick, but it turned out pretty well. Well, turns out Bill Belichick, the summer of Bill has been wild, but he responded to that. He didn't go on Dudes on Dudes, but Don Van Natta, who's had a lot of Patriots, he and Wickersham have had a lot of Patriot stories over the last several years, reached out, I guess, responded in a statement to ESPN, Belichick did, about that, which right away, before I even read what he said, how out of character is that?
Right.
Bill feels the need to respond to this.
Right, so his girlfriend has some kind of alert on her phone or laptop that says, so Kraft, Belichick, we got an alert.
Bill, you're trending.
Right.
Bill, you're trending right now. We need to get in front of this. Is that also a video of him doing the punch buggy joke to Jordan?
That's
did
what
you
I
see that?
I didn't see it, but I heard it was a thing.
So, Nick, did you see that? It was like Jordan.
Yeah, they were on the beach, and it sounded like, it didn't show Bill, but it sounded like Bill.
And then he had like his fist, and he kind of like tapped, like love punched her, and he was like.
A lot of punch buggy, a lot of VWs on the beach?
I don't think there are any on the beach, unless they have the ones that look like jet skis, which are throwing me off a little bit. But I don't know. But anyway, that was making the rounds. So Bill Belichick responds to
punch
the.
Punch buggy, no punch back.
What? Oh.
Terrible.
Creepy.
It's real creepy. It's real creepy. That's like AI Belichick.
Right, exactly. Like.
So Kraft says there's a big risk for him to hire Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick responds and says, quote, as I told Robert multiple times through the years, I took a big risk by taking the New England Patriots head coaching job. I already had an opportunity to be the head coach of the New York Jets, but the ownership situation was unstable. All right. Quote. Or I should say continued. I had been warned by multiple previous Patriots coaches, as well as other members of other NFL organizations and the media, that the New England job was going to come to with many internal obstacles. I made it clear that we would have to change the way the team was managed to regain the previously attained success. So basically it's like, I could have had the Jets job. It's like, yeah, Bill, we know you could have the Jets job. You walked out. You wrote on the napkin that you resigned as HC of the NYJ. We know that. And he's saying, well, people told me, media members told me not to take the job.
Now he's listening. Like, then he listened to the media.
He picks and chooses. You think that was Francesa? Maybe Francesa was like, hey, Bill.
Right, imagine that.
Don't take that job. So he's like, other Patriots head coaches. So I'm trying to think, who could that have been? Oh, maybe Parcells. I'm guessing Parcells. Maybe, Pete Carroll? Were like, hey, don't work for him. Because you can't say previous Patriots head coach. We know who you're talking about.
Correct.
It's Parcells told you that.
The shopping list guy.
It didn't end well with Bill and Kraft, so we already have an idea of that. But, like, what a weird thing. I mean, the truth is probably that they both took a risk, but they also both they needed each other.
Right.
Right? Like, Robert Kraft did not have, like, this long run of success. He had the Super Bowl appearance with Parcells, but then it had gotten worse each year after that. There was like the famous scene of Robert Kraft with the stopwatch timing to Bucky Jones and being like a hands-on owner. That eventually stopped. But Bill Belichick wasn't exactly getting any job he wanted. So they kind of needed each other.
Right. You give them both truth serum. They're saying they both needed each other. But now the way it ended and how things have been going, it's easy for one to blame the other.
I'm starting to think we don't get that Belichick statue. Think we get a statue? No. We get a Belichick day. We got Tom Brady day.
Probably get a Belichick day.
Probably should get a Belichick day.
Right, because, I mean, I don't know why you would retire. Like, they don't have, like, they technically have a ring of honor. Like,
I don't know if they have a ring. I mean, they have the team Hall of Fame, and then you give them his red jacket.
If they're trying to sell this as a mutually parting of ways, which we all know it wasn't.
Yeah, right.
But if that's what they're going to try to sell us, then if that's the case, then there should be a day.
Especially because Kraft came out and said, I had to fire Bill Belichick.
Right.
My God. You gotta get your story straight, my guy. Right. You can't just be all over the place.
I think it'd be tough for the franchise to not honor Belichick in some way.
Yeah, they need to do it somehow, some way. I mean, he's not in the league. He's probably not getting back in the league.
They're gonna have like the Brady statue, and then they're gonna have it kind of be like a perception thing where there's gonna be like a tiny little statue on the back of Bill that makes it almost look like he's watching from the sidelines, but it's not nearly as big as Brady statue.
Or they do it in a way where, depending on the way the sun hits it, he's literally in the shadow of Brady.
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, yeah. They're like, oh, what a coincidence.
Burn.
We didn't see that coming. Yeah, so that whole thing is true. I think, honestly, the biggest, not surprise, but the most newsworthy item is not what Bill or Robert said. It's the fact that Bill did respond and he went through ESPN to do it. You're like, what? What are you doing? Bill Belichick.
And responded quick. When did Kraft say the comments?
Oh, my God. Well, when did we play him, Nick? Just the other day? Yesterday or the day before?
Let me look at the day.
Okay.
Right. But either way, it was very quick. Like I said, it's...
He was on Dudes on Dudes.
It's almost like each one of them is waiting for the other one to say something.
It's from the 11th.
Okay.
All right, so five days ago,
but he probably uses... Well, he was on the beach running around with Jordan. Although, I also didn't... It sounded like Jordan Hudson was at the Caitlin Clark game last night. So I assume Bill was there, too. Was Bill there?
I think we would have seen it if Bill was there.
That's true.
Because they're not going to be like, oh, hey, here's Jordan Hudson without Bill.
No. We heard this from somebody that was there, said that she was there.
Gotcha.
So I don't think she was like on the jumbo screen or anything like that. But yeah, so a little more Bill versus Robert back and forth. And it's one of those where you're like, oh my God, clearly both of you just needed Tom Brady.
Right.
It's like,
right.
That's like
right,
the winner in all of this always is just Tom Brady.
Right. The sooner you both admit you needed Tom Brady, the sooner this is over with.
Like, can we just please? So you're right. This was not the bet. This was not like the number one job for coaches, but Bill Belichick also wasn't the number one candidate. Done.
Right.
Like that seems like what it was. But no, he felt the need to respond to this. So we'll see. The college football season's got to be coming right around the corner here. They usually, when's week zero?
Week zero is like August 23rd.
It's usually a week before Labor Day.
Yeah, they're right.
It used to be like the Saturday before Labor Day used to be the first game.
They kick off, even earlier. So do you think he's going to be good at North Carolina? Or do you think North Carolina's going to be good either way?
Better. North Carolina will be better.
A little bit better.
It's going to have the tough part is, though, it's going to be a lot of eyes on him.
Yeah.
It's not like he can just kind of sneak under the radar and do his thing. Like, North Carolina is going to see a lot of national games just because he's on the sideline. So,
yep. I think the week one right off the rip, I believe they have the lone.
It's a Monday night standalone against TCU.
Thank you. September 1st. They are 8 o'clock ESPN.
So right back at it on the 6th.
Right at. Ooh, short week. Is that true?
I'm running the hill.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's going to be a tough one. They go TCU and then at Charlotte. That is a quick turnaround. So, yeah, Bill's got at least 3 ESPN games already.
I think the first is Labor Day, right? Labor Day is...
Oh, is it Labor Day Monday?
Yeah, that is.
Labor Day is as early as it could possibly be this year. So,
their
all right.
Schedule's
so,
pretty easy, huh?
Their schedule stinks. That's why I think they're actually going to be pretty good.
Clemson Cal's decent-ish.
I don't even know. Yeah. It's not great. Opens TCU, Charlotte, Richmond right off the rip. Like that, I mean,
watch out for those spiders.
Although, isn't that Jones's like lock of the century? TCU.
TCU he seemed pretty confident in.
I don't know why.
I'd be a little surprised that it was the lock of the century.
TCU is favored in the game, but only by 3. So I guess Carolina home dogs right off the rip. But yeah, there's Bill Belichick, and he is responding to Robert Kraft. If you want to weigh in on that, you can. 617-779-7937. Trade deadline in baseball just a couple of weeks away. We had a chance last night in the All-Star game to watch a potential future Red Sox as Joe Ryan looked very good. Couple of strikeouts in the fourth inning. We played the audio yesterday of Joe Ryan talking with Rob Bradford, who's going to be joining us tomorrow for a full hour. And Joe Ryan was like somewhat complimentary of Minnesota, but also of the July's very exciting. You want to see where guys go. If right. I get traded, it will be exciting.
Yep.
But there's also the photo of Bregman and Crochet with Joe Ryan. That feels like if they can find a way to thread the needle and add Joe Ryan and not trade Jaren Duran, I mean, people are already excited about the Red Sox, but I think that would take them to the next level.
Right. Because, I mean, I mentioned earlier, like, I don't think I'd be heartbroken if Duran went. But you said, if you could pull this off and lose anybody off your major league roster right now.
It's possible. Just because you got to wonder, what is Minnesota looking forward in return? I would think they would rather a bunch of prospects than a 28-year-old guy who in a couple of years you're going to have to pay. Because one of the reasons for trading Joe Ryan would be, one, your team's not going anywhere, which they're really not.
They're 11.5 games out of the Central.
Yeah. And out of the wild card, they're like 4. But they have 2 teams in front of them until you even get to the wild card team. So they're like in a group of teams right now. Mm-hmm. So they should be a seller, the Minnesota Twins. But one of their other reasons to trade Joe Ryan would be maybe you feel like you're not going to be able to sign him long term. And at the rate he's going, he is going to cost a ton of money.
Yeah, the same situation that Crochet was in with the White Sox.
Yes.
They weren't going to pay him, so you're able to get rid of him.
So that would be it, because I think that would be what kind of clinches it. I think
when is the trade deadline?
I thought it was
July 30th.
Usually
I thought it was 31st. Right?
Red Sox and Twins play each other leading into the trade deadline.
No way. That series
yep,
right there?
They play from the 28th to the 30th.
6 p.m. July 31st.
Yep.
So imagine the Red Sox knock him out of playoff contention, get Joe
take
Ryan.
Him. Right. Okay, can you not start Joe
just
Ryan?
Like Menkevich, walked across the hall.
He did. That was pretty sweet.
I mean, it sucked that Noma was leaving, but convenient for Doug.
Yep. Oh, that is true. Yeah, just join the club right there. Are you confident they're going to do something? Because Breslow is only his second trade deadline. Last year he made a lot of moves, but nobody was really very good. This offseason was great. I know Jones has been puffing his chest out about how great the offseason was, and it has been. I mean, you literally acquired 3 All-Stars. You can't really do a whole lot better than that. He's talked a lot about bringing in an impact player. Is he able to pull that off?
I hope so.
Yeah.
As a fan, obviously.
Yeah,
of course. Like I had mentioned earlier, you want to think, regardless if it's a big move, small move, that your team is involved in these conversations for players. Again, I don't want to live by the, this guy's coming off the DL. This guy, IL. This guy's coming off the IL. That's like a trade acquisition.
Yeah.
You know, again, it's I'd like a starting pitcher. I can't really think of, you can always use a good bat and good pitching, but I think your starting pitcher is your top priority, because I can't think of what fielding position they're like, we need this here.
No, right now, they sort of have like the log jam.
Right.
Like they, every day now, and this could change the first series. Somebody could get hurt and it's changed. But with Bregman back and with Yoshida back and with both Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer up, it's like you have not enough spots.
Right.
And you could see what Breslow was talking about when it was like Devers needs to do something other than DH, because we have all these guys that we want to move around so that you free up DH. So Roman Anthony can DH some games, or one of your guys that kills lefties can DH one of those games. You can move guys around. So they have almost more guys that should be everyday players.
Plenty of depth.
Yeah. I could see like Could you add a first baseman? Sure. Like, yeah, they don't really have a true everyday first baseman. So maybe that's one thing. I was surprised Jeff Pass, I think it was last week, had the that article of here's a player every team could use that's a contender. And they gave a wild card, or I'm sorry, a reliever to the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Like, they had like all the wild card teams and like, who could they add? I think their bullpen's not bad.
No, and not at all.
Obviously, it's capped off with Chapman, who's insane.
Ooh, yeah, but none of us had any idea
no.
that's what we were getting.
No. That's one. If Breslow really wanted to like look back and freezing takes expose people, it'd be that one.
Right.
Because they signed Chapman and we're like, oh, great. Like, what are you doing?
Looking at it, he was splitting time with Bednar last year in Pittsburgh. Like, he wasn't even the full-time closer there.
No, it's kind of crazy how good he's been. Because, he at least has a track record. Like, he has had seasons like this, but he just thought it was kind of over with. But he's been good. But no, I think a starting pitcher, and there's a lot of names. Like, surprisingly, at first I thought the list was somewhat underwhelming, but then you get into like Freddie Peralta or like even a guy like Zach Gallen. Like, a lot of these teams that are legitimately out of it have a starter or two that they might be willing to trade. And so I think the Sox need to be right at the front of that line.
Yeah, in a perfect world, it would be Joe Ryan, but
yes,
there's still plenty of options out there.
Yeah. Like bringing back Nathan Eovaldi, for God's sakes.
Right?
How was he not an all-star, by the way?
He was old reliable.
Yeah, how was he not an all-star?
They need a White Sox representative in there, so they leave.
Did you see
down.
What the White Sox did yesterday?
Yeah, hit Eugenio Suarez.
He drilled Suarez in the all-star game. Somebody had a great tweet about it. They're like, you invite one White Sox to the all-star game, and then he beans this guy. He beans one of like the best players in the game who also could be like a
He's
guy.
He's
going
to be like the top trade target.
Right. Maybe not now. You get the x-rays back on that guy? What happened to him? But yeah, Nathan Eovaldi this season is 7-3 with a 1.58 ERA.
It's nuts.
Not an all-star.
16 starts. So, I mean, I guess guys have had more starts than him, but that's not
like two or three starts.
The dude from the
Brewers. Only pitched five games.
He's pitched five games and he's an all-star. I don't get it. There's also, I was looking just like at the list of like the rosters. There's a ton of all-stars. There's so many injury replacements.
Right.
And then not only injury replacements, there's guys like Bregman and Crochet. They're like, I'm good.
Right.
So then they replace him.
And Bregman could use the injury thing of it.
Yeah,
Crochet was just like, dude, I pitched Saturday.
Yeah,
I'm thank good. You, but no thank you.
He's like, I just pitched nine innings. Did you guys not see that? You're like, yeah, that was pretty good. All right, there you go. So you can add all that to the pile as well. 617-779-7937. It is Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. No Jones today, tomorrow, or Friday. Billy Laney has slid over. I'm not going to sing. I don't think I can get to the octave that Jones can get to. But coming up next, you of course know, it's time for Grab Bag. And here's a brand new Grab Bag. You ready for this, Bill? I don't know if you've heard this. Brand new Grab Bag.
Jones and Keefe, Grab Bag. Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, Grab Bag. Jones and Keefe, Grab Bag. Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, Grab Bag.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
That's on me.
That's all right.
Jones does a good job. Jones does a good job of teasing that, hey, here's Billy with trending, which reminds Billy that it's time for trending.
Like, oh, no.
No, well, you know this, too. It's like sitting in the seat. You sit in the seat, you forget that there's things that really act, that are important.
Good point.
And that's given the news of last night.
Yeah. Who won the game?
I'll let you know, but I'm going to let you know that it's brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The NL defeated the AL 7-6 after the first ever extra innings home run swing off. Phillies outfielder Kyle Schwarber was named MVP. He hit three home runs in that swing-off. This is the NL's second All-Star win in the last 3 years. Red Sox return to action on Friday night. The Sox are going to be in Chicago, taking on the Cubs for a three-game series. TD Garden was sold out last night to watch the Indiana Fever defeat the Connecticut Sun 85-77. Kalen Clark scored 14 points for the Fever before exiting the game late in the fourth quarter with a groin injury. And tonight, the Revolution will be in New York taking on the Red Bulls. Kickoff for that one is at 7:30. Did you know dropping your first 25 pounds with Awaken 180 adds 6 to 10 yards to every shot? Even better scores every 5 pounds after? Look it up. Freedom from excess fat is measurable. Take strokes off your game by taking pounds off your frame. Awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Billy Laney. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Now, Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Jones off today. Billy Lanny has slid over. Nick is going to be in charge of random baseball player today. So if there's any problems, take it up with Nick. I've had a tough run of it recently.
He might be a repeat.
See, this
I
is what I'm talking about. It's not easy. We've run through every
looking
player.
At the teams, I think we definitely had a player who's played for three of the teams.
All right, well, we're not there yet. It's a truly random player. It's truly a random player. No, we're going to save it for the end. It's right. Always a nice last thing that we do.
Two more days of completely random plays until we get to the Cubs. So start studying your Cubbies.
Friday.
Derek Lee again.
Is it Mark Grace?
Is it Henry Rowengodner?
All right, we're not doing that. He was Rookie of the Year. Sauce Gardner is the highest paid cornerback in football. So in back-to-back days, the Jets have signed Garrett Wilson to a massive deal and then Sauce Gardner to a massive deal, which got a lot of people thinking, all right, next year at this time.
How much are the Patriots paying?
Gonzo. Our guy Gonzo. How much will they pay Christian Gonzalez? I would think a ton. I'm a little skeptical that they will because they don't have to, right? Like you have a first-round pick under team control for 5 years. This is going to be Gonzalez's third year. So after that third year, you can like sign these big extensions, and that's what they just did with those guys. But
in that time, that number's only getting bigger.
Yeah.
So if you base it on
$200 billion.
So if you base it on four by 120 in 2 years, it's going to be 4 by 160, 170.
It's going to be insane. And so some of the guys, their own rookies that they didn't sign before, or they waited to like the bitter end. Like remember like Vince Wilfork or Dante Hightower, like they waited, Devin McCourty. Now I know that was all under Bill Belichick, but it was also all under Robert Kraft. And we've seen, you know, the first year after Bill, they didn't really spend a whole lot. So I don't know, like it's a whole year away, but it's just something to kind of file away. Because if he has as good of a year as a lot of people think that he will, he'll be the highest paid corner.
Absolutely.
He'll be the next man up.
Did they sign Barmore early? He's a second round pick, so it might be different. But was he early?
I think so. Yeah, maybe they did sign Barmore early. I think they're going to have to sign Drake May, like whenever they can, assuming he's good. But yeah, Gonzalez is interesting because he's following that same kind of blueprint. And the money's going to be pretty silly by that time.
They call me Hal. They call me Stacy. They call me Hal.
Grab bag.
That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name.
All right, how about this? The Tampa Bay Rays, if you haven't been following it, have been playing at George Steinbrenner Field down in Florida because their Tropicana Field got like destroyed during one of the
roof was torn right off.
Yeah, the roof is a mess. So they're not playing there. And the league, I guess, was going back and forth and they were discussing this because Tampa Bay is currently a playoff team, I believe, or do the Red Sox knock them out of that? Let's see. They are. All right,
it's the AL East, so they're still in it.
They're in it, and they're the next team down. Seattle is actually the third playoff team, third wild card team. Tampa's the next team. So, but anyway, Tampa has a chance of making the playoffs. And they were talking about if they make the playoffs, would they move them somewhere else? The answer is no. So there is a scenario that the Tampa Bay Rays could advance to the World Series.
That'd be awesome.
And play in a stadium that fits 10,000 people.
That'd be absolutely wild to see.
It would be incredible.
Like a World Series with like the bunting hanging along the wall.
Yes.
And it's like 10,000 people. God only knows. I'd be curious what the tickets would go for. It's an elite club that gets into those games.
It's the home field of low A Tampa Tarpons.
The Tarpons?
T-A-R-P-O-N-S. Tarpons? What is that? What even is that? I don't know. But it's
fish.
It's low A baseball. Is it a fish? I don't know. I don't even know what that is. What is that based off of?
Let's see.
I got to figure this out.
I mean, look at a photo. It's like, just a fish.
Get to the bottom of this. Is it just a fish?
Yeah.
The team is named after the Atlantic tarpon. Okay.
Tarpon?
There you go.
That's what I thought.
Turpentine? That's what I thought.
Tampa Bay Terps.
No, it's not. It's not that. No.
In the town where I was born, lived two men named Jones and Keefe, and they spoke on the airwaves in a yellow grab bag.
We all live in a yellow grab bag, a yellow grab bag, a yellow grab bag.
All right. Caitlin Clark not only was at the Garden last night, but it was announced that she will take part in the WNBA three-point contest.
When is that?
Coming up.
Okay.
They're
approaching. No, I'm just curious because if she's hurt, like, I don't want her to be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do it, and then all of a sudden she can't.
She's going to have to back out. She's got two bad groins.
She's going up against Sabrina?
Sabrina Ionescu is going to be in it. Kelsey Plum's going to be in it. And I think a couple of other shooters are going to be in it. I don't think they're bringing in any dudes like they did when Ionescu went head-to-head with Steph Curry.
It's Friday.
It's this Friday, Bill. Thanks for
this
asking.
This Friday?
It is this Friday.
So she gets hurt last night, and then she's going to be jacking up threes on Friday.
I hope she's available.
Right.
I hope she is. So I guess tune in to find out.
Rich Keefe. Don't lose that number. You don't want to call nobody else. Send it off in a
grab bag.
To yourself.
Right. We mentioned this earlier. Shane Gillis will be hosting the ESPYs tonight. What is the Mount Rushmore of current stand-up acts? So not all time.
Right.
Current stand-up acts. I would put Shane Gillis on there.
Shane Gillis. I would say Nate Bargatze.
Ooh, hosting the Emmys.
Yeah. I would say Theo Vaughn.
Oh, really?
Theo Vaughn might be up there.
What about John Mulaney?
John Mulaney. Yeah, John Mulaney. John Mulaney's one of those ones you just say kind of consistently doing something.
I would say Mulaney,
you know?
And like Chappelle. Right. Are kind of like if you find out that they're somewhere, you're like, yeah, that's.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who else would be a fourth one that's getting a lot of run. I mean, like, same thing with, like, Bill Burr. Like, Bill
right.
Burr, Bill Burr
right.
would be the Chappelle, Mulaney,
right.
above Rushmore type thing.
That's true.
But yeah, Gillis.
Watch him now on the screen.
Sorry.
Sergio Dipp. I think Sergio Dipp's up
I'd
there.
Put him in the mix anyway.
Right.
You watch him now on the screen. This diversity in his background is helping him a lot tonight. Quarterback at Colorado, defensive back in the NFL, and here he is having the
grab bag
of his life.
Poor guy.
Revs Red Bulls tonight. If you're looking for a little soccer, right? You don't want to watch the ESPYs and Shane Gillis. You want to watch a live sporting event, New England Revolution, in action. Smart by the MLS. I don't know if they always do this. Put as many games on during the All-Star break as possible.
Absolutely.
There's no sports on.
Especially because the thing is, too, is like a lot of this stuff's all like Apple TV.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So allow like regular cable viewers to be like, hey,
get
this is our product. Like,
agreed.
My name is
All right, we need to dig into this maybe more tomorrow. Wrestler Goldberg, apparently he had a match this past Saturday.
He did.
So he's always like a retirement match. He's 58 years old, Bill Goldberg is. And he fought Gunther and lost. And then he was in the ring afterwards and was like saying all of his thank yous, right? And they were like,
cut him off.
We're done.
Like, somebody pulled the plug on it.
Like at an award show.
Like cut it off just to get to what? The local news that night?
I guess. But I guess he's all, like, been out of shape about how the whole thing went. I don't think it's just that. I think it's sort of like the whole build and then the end of it. But now he's all, like, crybaby about it. He went on a podcast and was like, I don't think they're respecting me in, like, this whole thing. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Like, what was he looking for? Was he looking for a win?
I don't know if he's looking for a win or just, like, more credit or something.
I mean, so that's the thing, too. It's like, I don't know if anybody knows this, and I hate to, you know, peel back this curtain.
No,
but
please,
like,
do, Bill.
He knew he wasn't going to win.
Right.
So were they like
going in? So it must have been maybe getting cut off, or maybe it was just sort of like the build up to it. Because he's like people like I didn't get it as much. It's like you've been making money from this company for years and years,
right.
Long after you should have. But he's all been out of shape.
Right. They didn't have to give you the retirement match. They didn't have to do that. You know what
definitely.
I mean?
Definitely. Who's asking for that?
Right. That's
you
the
dude.
So,
seen a while.
So like,
is that Goldberg?
Right. So like not only a retirement match, but a retirement match against the champion.
I don't want it.
No,
I don't.
I never
want
did
that. Never did.
Goldberg.
Never
I was never a Goldberg guy.
Same.
Grab bag.
It is a three dork week.
Whew.
On the hashtag Dork Podcast on the Odyssey app. We already released our Superman episode. Superman full spoiler free. Then full talking about Superman. Then currently out there right now is Ironheart, the latest MCU Disney Plus series. And then we went back into the archives, a unreleased episode back in 2021. Me and Davey were joined by none other than Jason Rossi to discuss I Know What You Did Last Summer, the original. And with the reboot, remake, requel, or whatever coming out this weekend, we're going to release that tonight.
What are you waiting for, huh?
That's right.
What are you waiting for?
Is this one of those things where at some point Jennifer Love Hewitt has to be the killer? I thought that was going to happen with Neve
Campbell. Sydney. People were waiting for Sydney.
I figured
that
was it. Because yeah, especially maybe. With, I don't remember if it was the most recent Scream or the one before it, where she's like, oh, no, I'm not going to be in it. I'm like,
she
okay, you
wasn't
saying,
in one of them.
She right. wasn't in six.
Wait, so seven has been released.
One she wasn't in.
She wasn't, so in, she six, wasn't but in six, but she's going to be in seven, so maybe she could be the killer in seven.
Right, but I thought when they were releasing six and they're like, oh, Neve Campbell, she's not going to be in this one. I'm like,
turns out,
so she's going to be the killer. Yeah. And then, nope, she wasn't there.
It was really about, forced in there. It's like, oh, she's moved to the mountains with her husband so she could be away from everything.
Jennifer the killer always finds you.
Jennifer Love Hewitt, though, is in this one, so there's a chance she could be the killer. She was on the red carpet, and...
She was.
Yeah, she was. She still looks great. Idiots online are all like ripping her. It's like, is that right? She looks different than 97?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'm sorry. You look the same as you did 20
years
ago.
Right, she put some weight on? Since, 20 years ago? Yeah. Yes, I did.
She looks incredible. She does. She's good welcome on this show anytime.
Anytime.
Jennifer Love Hewitt's listening. Come on down. You can sit in and we can break down the film together. I'd be happy to do that.
I break down Can't Hardly Wait.
Oh, yeah.
Such a good movie.
Dude, Can't Hardly Wait. All right, Mount Rushmore, Jennifer Love Hewitt movies. I Know What You Did Last Summer. Can't Hardly Wait. Heartbreakers.
Never seen it. That's with Sigourney,
never
right?
Never seen Heartbreakers?
I've never seen Heartbreakers.
Bill.
With Sigourney Weaver, right?
It's not about looks. It's about the person.
Of course.
But nobody's looked better in a movie ever than Jennifer Love Hewitt in Heartbreakers.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. I stand by that. That's not even a hot summer take.
Really?
That is a room temp take.
Better than Lindsay and Mean Girls.
Yeah, and I don't say that lightly. Watch Heartbreakers. Heartbreakers is going to be on some stream.
It's on Tubi.
It's on Tubi, for Christ's sake.
Better than Sandra Bullock in Heat.
Yeah, I think so. I
like those pantsuits.
That's fine. We need one more movie. Maybe The Client List?
I don't even think I can think of another movie.
Other than The Client List.
I wouldn't
can
even
put
come
Ghost
up.
Ghost Whisperer on there?
I would have
no, Ghost Whisperer is a show, Nick.
Oh, I know, but it's just do Jennifer Love Hewitt.
I watched
media.
All five seasons of that. They used to play the reruns on ION.
Nice.
The ION network.
Reads that after Resilient Isles?
It might have been. Like, here's more Ghost Whisperer. I'm like, hell yeah.
This Bones.
Bones. More Bones. Another episode of Bones. No, that was a great show. It was actually pretty funny, too, that Jay Moore was in a bunch of seasons and Jamie Kennedy was in a bunch.
Mr. Genie Bus.
Yeah. So he's doing all right.
Imagine that. He marries her and then she sells the team. He's like, what?
Huh?
He's like, I don't have much
I'll
money.
Own the team.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, LA Lakers owner, Jay Moore.
Yeah, right.
That'd be great.
And I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
Are the Red Sox in first place?
No.
No.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying.
Grab bag.
Do you want a daily Rafael Devers update?
No.
Well. You're going to get one.
There is no update.
No, he's hitting 205. It's two home runs, and he is dragging the Giants out of the playoffs. This is what's happening right now. Just call my
name, and I'll be grab bag.
Top MLB performer from last night. Got to be Kyle Schwarber. Three home runs in
the home run derby. Seems like the easy pick.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Kyle Schwarber. Although Paul Skeens looked good early. Actually, all the pitchers for the National League early look good, and then late for the American League, including Aroldis Chapman, who had a really nice performance.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Laskanik,
Baseball Player of the Day.
I got to turn this way so I can see.
All right, here we go. A lot of pressure on Nick. Everybody says it's easy to pick a random player.
For the buzzer.
All right, Nick is in charge of random baseball player of the day. Truly random player. Red Sox don't have an opponent.
So hopefully we haven't had this guy before, but we have a pitcher.
Who
will throw it from the right and bat from the right.
All right.
He played for the Blue Jays, Padres, Cardinals, and Astros. One-time All-Star.
Ooh, one-time All-Star.
What year?
2003. And I know, Billy, you're going to ask. All-Star with the Cardinals.
Chris Carpenter?
Nope.
Adam Wainwright.
Was he even in league?
Jeff Suppan.
I'm just going through Cardinals pitchers, the first ones that popped.
He Bob played Gibson. from 1993 to 2007. Jason Marquis. Started his career with the Blue Jays.
Jason Marquis?
No.
Started his career with the Blue Jays.
Right-handed
Dave
pitcher.
Dave
Steeb. No.
Man.
Nickname.
Pat Hankin?
I'm not going to... It's not him. I'm not going to give you a nickname, but I will say he has an alliterative name.
Oh, an alliterative... I can't even say that. Right. Alfredo Aceves.
Nope.
Is that alliterative?
Oh, I'm probably looking at that. I don't have the...
Can you give me the definition?
Twitch does have it. I don't have...
I'm not looking at it. So it was an 0-3 All-Star with the Cardinals, but he also pitched with the Blue Jays.
Yep, he started with the Blue Jays, and then he ended up with the Cardinals, and then after that, the Padres, and then finished his career with the Astros. He was 40 years old.
Woody Williams.
He got it!
Wow, Billy! Nice!
Game one starter of the World Series against Tim Wakefield at 04.
Dude, that's a great one. Woody Williams.
I was kind of worried we had him, because I remember guessing Chris Carpenter when we had a Blue Jay and a Cardinal.
Yes. Yeah,
it wasn't him. I was like, hopefully it wasn't Woody
so
Williams.
So alliterative is WW. Wow. Gotcha.
That's a good one. Yeah. Twitch chat did have it. Text line, not yet. Although sometimes they're on a delay, then they come pouring through. But that is, how about that?
I didn't trust my fadeaway with the TV and too many things around.
Yeah, terrible. All right, good. There we go. We'll have another one of those tomorrow and Friday as well. Jones is off for the rest of the week. He'll be back in on Monday, but we'll have our clip du jour coming up next.
This is Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
Back around, Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It is time for our clip du jour. Billy Lanny, are you ready for that?
Oh, yeah, that sounds nice. What is that?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, it actually was our call of the day. This gentleman was in great spirits.
This guy.
Yeah.
The Red Sox sprinting World Series tickets. They might as well. They've wasted enough money on other things.
What's the matter with you, Bob? What happened? What's wrong?
Why so hurt?
What happened? I hate the Red Sox. Is there anything wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that, Bob. Just curious kind of as to why they are riding a 10-game heater right now, and they're currently a playoff team.
Right. Why are you so down?
They lost eight before that, or seven in a row. So they're up three. We need to prepare the losses. Yeah, Castiglione's at home or two.
So
they got rid of him.
Well, no,
he's a Hall of Famer.
The guy is drunk.
Is there anything they can do, Bob,
he's
to get
a
you
Hall
back
of Fame
in?
Because he's an ass kisser.
No, that's not true. Okay. Guy calls a good game, Bob.
It's got no voice for broadcasting.
I'm not a psychiatrist. I feel like you're really upset with something else, and you're kind of lashing out at the Red Sox.
If you learn how to talk without a lisp, it might have help.
I can't. I was born this way. If you want to make fun of me,
doing the best you can, but you're never going to make the big time.
Nope. I know.
Bob,
if I go to a better sports city, I would love to.
Is there any way? Okay, I'm done.
He doesn't want to.
I don't even want to ask a question because he doesn't let me get it in.
No, go ahead.
Bob, is there anything? Bob?
All you do is give the scores.
Bob,
you're
dealing with amateurs?
Jones went on vacation.
Bob?
85-77 was the score of the Fever game.
Just one question, Bob, and you can answer it however you'd like. Is there anything the Red Sox can do to get you back on board?
They need you.
Nothing.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Excellent. Although we found out after the fact, I guess he has called in a few times. Like that. So Andy Hart, just as a heads up, if you get a Bob on the line today, where is Bob from?
Warwick.
I think I've dealt with Bob before.
Head on a swivel. He might have a similar take.
I think he's just a Yankees fan. I think he admits that every once in a while. Like,
but I just hate the Red Sox. But then
don't complain about the Red Sox for being cheap or whatever he was saying. They spent too much money, which is not the case.
Right, because I couldn't get a read off him. Like, I don't know if you were a fan and now you are not a fan. Like, I couldn't get the question because he was...
Plus, not paying attention. Whatever, Yankees, Red Sox, that's one thing. But then it turned into Rich Keefe's lisp. You're never going anywhere.
Did you know he had
Castiglione.
Did you ever listen to Keefe and say,
I've heard the teeth thing, Rich teeth before, which people
like
to call him.
Yeah, giant teeth. That's fine.
He's got some big teeth. And,
so maybe sometimes I do have
a lisp or an S whistle or anything like that.
Nope.
Not the Dave O'Brien.
No.
Nope.
Whistle? No.
Not once.
I don't know.
You've been drunk on air before.
I mean, I don't know if that's true.
You're drunk off bacon. I remember that.
I was buzzed.
You got a buzz from bacon?
Oh, no. I was sick from that. I had too much bacon. I ate 4 pounds of bacon.
Yeah,
on
this
the
is
air.
10, 15
yeah,
years
a long time
ago.
Ago.
Legit 4 pounds?
Yeah.
That's not good.
Oh, it was real bad. I felt real bad after.
He was getting the stats during it. The producer was letting him know
how
much
sodium. Here's your
sodium
intake. I was like,
I feel like you shave days, months off your life. Like, legitimately. You know how they say,
and now trying to turn around
or whatever. A hot dog takes 17 minutes off your final lifespan or whatever.
I should have been dead a month ago.
Yeah, Joey Chestnut would have died 10 years ago if that's true.
Right, yeah.
Crossover is brought to you by the 99. Visit the 99 Monday through Wednesday for the newest big deal meal, the crispy fried twin catch and the North Atlantic cod and crispy shrimp for just $14.99. You got to love the nines. Andy Hart, what do you got coming up today on Afternoons?
Dan Ball will be in the first hour with me. Ted Johnson will be here at 3. And I think Teddy will be happy because we're probably going to spend a little bit and maybe a lot of time talking about Bill Belichick being a baby.
Oh, my God. How about
firing
that?
Back. Yeah.
Responding to those comments?
Right.
Like, what are you guys doing?
And then the other aspect of that that I actually find as interesting, like Bill, I think, has always been a bit of a baby and defensive and sensitive and all those things. Don Vannata used to be like a serious journalist who would like Balco and steroids. And now he's like writing puff pieces for Bill Belichick and doing Bill's dirty work.
Bill also referred to a Seth Wickersham, Don Vannata article once as fake news.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now he's reaching out
to
him.
Now they're boys? Like, are they Nantucket, like, sit by the fire, have a beer, boys?
Maybe.
Or what's the story? Or Jordan, did she bring Don Vannata into this?
It's very strange.
But very, very interesting. Yeah. And as much as I, and we'll get a little deeper into this, was Team Bill during the Dynasty thing. I think Robert did him a little dirty.
Of course.
Now I'm Team Robert. He stated a fact.
Yeah,
and Bill gets all defensive and pissy, and
then,
like,
he's like former coaches told me it was a bad place to go.
So Parcells,
like, what, Bill Parcells
hated. Like, we know they hated each other.
No,
they
like,
finally buried the hatchet.
Well, I'm glad you left
thing.
His name out.
But
of it.
But couldn't have Kraft just left it at like, hey, look, I got him. It was the best thing I ever did. We were very successful, as opposed to having to say like, you know, he was in Cleveland. And
he did point out his winning percentage.
You know what I mean? Like Kraft could
you know
have.
What
said
those it. Are called
well,
facts. No, I get it. All right.
Like if he had a baseball or a football card on the back, it would have his record as a coach. Correct.
Yeah. And it wasn't great.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't.
Actually, it turns out it wasn't great in New England after Brady left, if you want to go down that whole road. But he...
Well, that's what me and Keith said. They go, if these two guys just came out and admit it was all Brady...
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't me or him. Right. It was Brady.
It wasn't you. Wasn't you. It was the quarterback.
And they kind of should, although Tom took the high road at Brady night with that and that whole... It was us and that. Yeah, great. Yeah, sure.
Whole
was.
Thing. No, but the Belichick soap opera just continues.
Thank you.
It's been
and
months
then
of it.
We'll also mix in some. I don't know if you guys have followed Jordan's Instagram with Bill and her on the beach with the little lobster.
The punch buggy thing?
And the,
or the
punch
buggy
oh, no,
thing.
I didn't see anything new.
Yeah, no. There's. So we'll just delve in.
She breaking his lobsters up for him?
Yeah, basically.
Chewing
and he's lost his
chewing
way.
Him for him.
Baby burning the lobster for
exactly.
Bill.
Exactly. Vomiting in his mouth. Nah, here's your lobster, honey.
There goes some butter. Heads up for some butter.
Yeah, so we'll get into that. We'll react a little bit to the All-Star game. And
yeah,
the
home run derby.
Did you know there was a swing off?
No.
Yeah,
not.
I think
didn't. Dave Roberts admitted, like seventh inning, he went around and told people, I was just informed that if this stays tied.
Caught me off guard.
That's what they said, but then they also said that the guys knew who would be the hitters.
Well, did
like, they found
know?
Out the day before.
Or did, so why they lied?
I think it was Heyman. I think John Heyman might have said, like, oh, these guys knew the day before that they had to pick players. Or they had to submit who the players would be because of travel schedules.
Yeah.
Also saw that Jeff Passan was bitching about it because, like, he didn't love the 3-3. And, like, Brett Rooker responded, like, you don't like me. And he was like, eat it, Punani or something.
Really?
It was a very weird back and forth that I wasn't comfortable
random
with.
Beef out of
also,
Jeff Passan has a lot of Twitter beefs.
Yeah,
he
it's weird.
He gets
worse
up.
Than me.
He's like you, Kevin
he's
Durant.
Infinitely worse than you.
Yeah. And also, I was surprised you guys didn't play it, so we'll probably play it. Did you guys see Shaq going off on RG3?
Yeah, so now he's getting
him?
In. Yeah, because Angel Reese. So, like, Ryan Clark and RG3 have a beef about Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, and now RG3 can't help himself. He's, like, lost his mind with the Angel Reese stuff.
Now,
and
now he should
Shaq's
help himself.
Like, now Shaq's threatening to beat him up.
I've never heard Shaq as angry as he seemed.
He's pissed.
That, like, he's tight with Angel Reese.
He is,
and it's not, like, laughy, funny, everybody loves Shaq. This is, he went Will Clark on him and basically threatened to MF him and kill him.
People hate RG3.
He's very hateable.
Yeah,
I don't like
that's
him.
What it seems like.
Nobody should hate him more than Washington.
That's also
what a
true.
Disappointment he was. What a
well, they also left him out there to get broken. That was on them.
Because he was
they
soft
destroyed
soft.
Him. He had a good rookie year. All right, Andy Hart, deep as well. We'll be back at it again tomorrow at 10. Rob Bradford's going to be in for an hour talking some baseball. Oh, yeah, he had a one-on-one with Joe Ryan.
Saw that.
So we'll have all
Joe
that.
Ryan's coming. Can we all agree that if he's
so.
Not, I now expect him to be a member of the Red Sox.
I hope so.
Okay.
I hope you're right. All right, stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
WEEI, New England Sports Original.